Joining us here on Magic's Morning Mashup is Amelia, the CEO of KidSafe SA, because this month is Burns Awareness Month, and we thought, who better to talk to than someone who is from KidSafe? Because you guys at KidSafe are doing some phenomenal work with regards to child safety, and in particular with Burns Awareness Month. Can you tell us sort of how this idea of Burns Awareness Month came about there, Amelia?
I can. Thank you, Ben. So we talk about National Burns Awareness Month in June because it tends to be the month where we see injuries for children in the area of burns going up. So people are drinking more hot drinks, having fires, perhaps burning candles when they might not do that in the summertime. So that's why we've chosen June to be National Burns Awareness Month.
Okay.
And we need to think about burns and the risk that it poses to children because they can have a long-term catastrophic effect on children and their health.
Okay. What are some of the potential ongoing things when it comes to burns themselves? So it's not necessarily just a scar or something like that?
It's not just the physical scarring that can occur, but also the psychological impact that it can have on children.
Okay.
And as they grow up into adults, then scars are something which can have a real impact on someone's self-esteem, as well as the physical scar management can go on for months, if not years.
And obviously then it's beyond just the physical scarring as well. There's also that mental side of it as well, hey?
Absolutely, yeah. Particularly if it happens when they're a child and then they go through adolescence. Adolescence is such a tricky time, generally for children in their teen years, but then to have scars on top of that can make things more difficult.
For sure. You guys would see a lot of misconceptions, I suppose, from a parent's perspective. I saw a couple of them where you grab a bag of ice and you put some ice on a burn, or you get honey or something like that. There's a lot of these sort of misconceptions, aren't there?
There are. And so our number one thing, if you take anything away from listening to me today, is if someone has a burn, you need to put that burn underneath cool running water for 20 minutes. And what that does is that stops the burn progressing.
Okay.
So it stops the burn getting worse. It stops it potentially from going from a partial thickness burn to a full thickness burn. And there are lots of misconceptions that you put ice or the old wives' tale if you put butter or different kinds of creams. I've even seen people say, oh, no, you've got to put toothpaste on a burn. None of that. It's cool running water for 20 minutes.
When you say it stops its progression, what do you mean by that?
So if you don't put it under cool running water, then the flesh can actually keep burning. So that's what you're doing. By putting it under cool running water, you're stopping the burn from keeping on damaging the flesh, basically.
Okay.
And so the three things that you need to think of when someone's been burnt is remove. So you need to remove any jewellery or clothing, nappies, anything, unless it's stuck to the skin and then you leave it there. So remove, cool, and you do that by putting the burn under cool running water for 20 minutes. Doesn't need to be from the fridge. It can just be from the tap. And cover. So once you've done that 20 minutes under cool running water, cover it with something clean, like a clean tea towel or even a piece of clothing or even cling wrap. You can put cling wrap over it and then seek medical attention if you think that it needs it.
That's really insightful, Amelia. We're speaking with Amelia Jarrett, CEO of KidSafe SA. Now, Amelia, we are leading into a long weekend. I'm certain everyone's excited about that. But it means that there are potentially a lot of other dangers that we don't normally see when it comes to Burns Awareness Month, because we're going camping, we're out of home. The usual things that people would be conscious of are suddenly not there, are they?
That's right. So when, you know, you might have gone through your home, and we've got a great burns awareness checklist on our KidSafe SA website. That's kidsafesa.com.au. So it's free to download, and that will take you through all the kind of risks that you need to look at around burns. So you might have done that at home, but when you move into a different environment, the risks change. Camping is a fantastic example. So when you're camping, and I love camping, you've got campfires, you're cooking food differently, you're using camp ovens, you might be using the shovel to move coals around to put on top of the damper. And it's about what are the risks that are different here than they are at home. So supervising really carefully, making sure that you have a first aid kit. Do you have the ability to put a burn under cool running water for 20 minutes if you're camping? Are you able to access 000 if you need to? And the number one thing is, do not put campfires out with dirt and sand. You must put them out with water. They have done some really fantastic research to demonstrate that if you cover up a campfire with dirt or sand, it can burn for up to 8 hours after you've done that. So a little kid can come along, tread on that and be burnt, and you think you've done the right thing, but you must put it out with water.
I suppose that's the key thing. You think you've done the right thing, but in reality, you've actually done a disservice almost because you've not followed the normal process where, you know, we'd pour a bucket of water over it.
That's right. And the number one thing with burns is they're preventable. So don't have hot drinks around little kids. It takes under a second at 60 degrees to cause a full thickness burn. And the average cup of tea or coffee is 70 to 95 degrees. So If you've got a cup of tea or coffee around a little one and it goes on them, it will cause a serious burn. So don't have hot drinks around little ones. If you're putting them, you know, on your coffee table, or if you're out camping, and I've got a fantastic chair that has a little table that's part of my chair.
Yeah.
If your coffee or tea is in there, that's a burn risk for little ones. So you have to be aware of those sorts of things.
It's a great time of the year, winter, but it can be a bit of a hectic time and a dangerous time for young people because, unfortunately, it's the risks that we kind of can forget about. And I suppose that's really the premise behind Burns Awareness Month, isn't it? To just reinforce that we are responsible adults, but things can happen, and being aware of potentials means that we're in a better position to manage them in the future.
And that's the whole purpose of Burns Awareness Month. It's about raising awareness in the Australian community about burns prevention and the correct first aid treatment of burns. There are high risks of burns in winter. We use electric blankets, we have fires, we have combustion heaters, we love having bonfires in the backyard or going camping. So just being aware of those things and being really clear about if the worst happens, so if someone gets burnt, what do you do? 20 minutes under cool running water, cover it up, and then seek medical attention. And they say if it's larger than a 20-cent coin, you must seek medical attention. If a burn is on face, hands, feet or groin, if it's deep or infected, or if it's caused by chemicals or electricity, you should seek medical attention. And as a mum of three, I would say if you're worried, if you're looking at it and you're thinking that's not okay, as a parent or a carer, take your kid off and find some medical attention. I don't think any doctor or nurse or medical professional is going to get cranky at you for double checking.
Absolutely. Amelia Jarrett, the Chief Executive of KidSafe SA, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, for our audience, head on over to kidsafesa.com.au. Some really fantastic resources. Amelia, thanks again. I appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.